This is Capital Access. I'm Wallace Watkins. As the special session enters its second week, lawmakers still haven't been able to agree on a way to raise revenue. Central to the negotiations is a bill by Representative Lance Harris, head of the House GOP. It would temporarily extend one-third of the expiring penny in sales tax and end some sales tax exemptions.
This bill, in its current posture, gives us the best opportunity to move an instrument that can go a ways to filling those needs in the budget that many of us think are critical.
Harris's bill is the biggest revenue generator being considered, raising about $370 million for next fiscal year. But critics like Republican Representative Rob Shadowin say that isn't enough money to avoid major cuts to services his constituents depend on.
When I look at higher education and rural health care, I do not think that the one-third penny gets us in Lincoln and Union parishes to where the folks back home need to be.
Many House Democrats opposed the bill for the same reason. Still, Democratic Representative Sam Jones urged members to move things along and advance the bill to the Senate.
This bill does not fix it, but it's a start.
Instead, the House rejected the bill on a bipartisan vote. In a statement released Friday, Governor John Bel Edwards said he was disappointed in the lack of progress, but is hopeful lawmakers will be able to reach a compromise and avoid major cuts to state services. While Representative Harris's bill can still be brought back up for another vote, its failure Friday raises concerns about the success of the special session, which must end by June 4th. In the meantime, negotiations continue. For Capital Access, I'm Wallace Watkins.
Support for Capital Access comes from Southern Strategy Group, providing access, advocacy, and advice in governmental relations, strategic planning, and public relations. Learn more at sostrategy.com.